Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is now time for the best real estate podcast online. It is time for Lakeway Area Real Estate Talk Live with Mike and Dave Elkins, presented by Elite Realty Group.
Here's what we're going to talk about today, real estate-wise. What keeps buyers from finding their next home? Okay. There, again, are some common traits that we see, as we've talked about, that people do, and it really is a hindrance to them from finding their next home. We're going to warn you of those and kind of tell you why you probably don't want to do these things. So what keeps buyers from finding their next home? Here's the first thing that I'll say. And I really wish, this is me, by the way, that I'm going to tell you about. I wish I was what I would tell you you need to be, but I do this. A lot of people see the home that they're looking at. You know, you go out and you view a bunch of homes, them up, and you go out and you go look at these homes. And when you go in the home, people see the house as is. Now, as is, I don't mean a piece of, a junk hole or anything like that. But I mean, they see the home exactly as it sits. If it's got gray carpet and orange walls, that's what they see it for. They don't see it for what it could potentially be.
I say this all the time. I'm the world's worst at envisioning what it could be.
You are?
Yes, I see it just the way it sits.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Yeah, so I can't see past it.
That's what I mean.
A lot of people's good at that. I'm not good at that.
No, I'm not either at all. I see it for just like it is. But that's really a mistake. Because, again, think about it. At that point in time, you're really buying somebody else's stuff. Right. You're buying somebody else's taste. Right. If it's got whatever color walls, you know, that's an easy change.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the carpet's a change. The flooring's a change. Now, you can't change the structure of the house.
Right.
But there are things you can change. So, again, we take a lot of people in, and they'll walk in the door and say, oh, it's got blue carpet. I'm out.
I'm out.
And everything else fits them perfect. But the blue carpet just totally turns them off. When you can change out that blue carpet and have the home that you're exactly looking for. So you got to look a little bit beyond as it sits right now and see it with your stuff in there, your pictures on the wall, your touch, your taste. You know you're going to put your little spin on it, right?
Right.
You're going to do what you do to it. So, again, don't just see it as it is. See it what it could be. Because in the market that we're in today, we're telling you, we've told you it's really tight. So you really got to use that right now. Because finding that exact perfect fit home, I don't know. It's hard to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's really hard to do. So what keeps buyers from finding their next home? The first thing is they just see it as it is, not what it can be.
As a side note, though, because when I was looking at that, do you think that word, as is, do you think it hurts the sale of a house when you advertise it that way?
Well, totally off subject, but it depends on what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get the price right, people thinking as is house is tore all to pieces. That's what we get.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So yeah, you got to kind of
that
watch.
Word is kind of almost a deterrent.
But that's not what I'm speaking of.
Right.
Just as is, you see it as it sits.
Right.
So that's number one. What's number two?
All right, number two is not working with a expert agent, I would say.
I like that.
So, you know.
And why is that the case? Because a lot of people don't see the benefit of it.
Right. But, well, a lot of people do. They use the internet and they see stuff like that. But working with an experienced or an expert or a professional or whatever, they're going to know kind of what you're looking for. They're going to have your best interest in mind.
Sure.
They're going to keep you from wasting time running around looking at stuff that's not of interest to you. And a lot of times they're even going to know about stuff that's coming.
Right.
That's okay. You know,
Not there yet.
Right, I know I'm going to list this one.
Yeah, yes, I agree.
These people are wanting to hold off until the end of March, but I can say, hey, you know.
Right. Well, and you also got to say, working with an agent, you know, people, again, spend a lot of time, effort, and energy going and doing all this themselves. And they do use the internet, which is a great source. That's the number one source people use to look for a home.
I saw 92%.
Yeah, that's where you are. They're on their phones, on their iPads, on their computers, on their desktops, as you asked earlier.
Right.
They're on there looking for these. However, that's not know-all, end-all.
No.
It does take time for a listing to go from being listed to those places. Now, if you're using anything other than the internet, books, newspapers, flyers, anything like that, there's a good chance that the listing you're looking at is done gone, especially now.
Yeah.
That's the reason to look for an agent. Agents have things that they could set you up in. We call it a buyer profile service, where we take exactly what you're wanting, mm-hmm. we put it into the system. Anytime that anything hits the market that wants that, you're notified immediately.
And that is immediately, yes.
Immediately you're notified. So you beat people out, the ones that's waiting for it to get to the internet, waiting for it to get in the book, waiting for it to get in the paper. You beat those people.
Again, I've had people tell me, I do that through Zillow. Zillow will do stuff like that.
Yes.
People don't realize Zillow is synced with
third party.
Yes. They have to pull from our stuff. Yep. So, and that's not instantaneous.
It's not right there. So again, in a tight market, you're going to want to know these things. So we're talking about what keeps buyers from finding their next home. Number one is seeing the house as is. Number two is not working with a professional, an expert agent, an agent, whatever you want to call them. Yeah. Number three is people let the important things slide. And by that, what I'm saying is, a lot of times we look at this is a big expensive purchase. And I'm going to do it my way. That's our mindset going into it. I'm going to get what I want because I'm going to be paying the next 30 years on it or whatever. I'm going to pay a lot of money for it.
Right.
But then when they get in the moment and they get in the excitement and they get in, oh my goodness, I can see myself living here. They let the important things slide away, meaning they needed 3 bedrooms and they get a 2. They needed a garage and they get a carport.
Right.
They let those things go. They wanted a 1-level living and they get a home of stairs.
Which is, again, where a good agent
it's going to help them ground.
Going to help you stay grounded. Yeah, because you're going to see that. Man, I see that tons to where people have, when they come to you, they come to you and here is what they need.
Right.
And as they begin to look, their needs really widen.
Oh, yeah,
you
big
know what
time.
I mean? They become acceptant
big
of,
time.
Of just different things.
I totally agree.
They really need a 3-bedroom.
Yes.
But then you see they find a 2-bedroom.
Just let it slide.
Yeah, they find a 2-bedroom and they're like, well, we could make this work.
Right. And so that's something that you want to be aware of that you don't do. Don't let those important things slide. If that's what you need, stick to your guns. It may not be there right now. But again, what's meant to be will be meant to be.
Right.
Don't let the important things slide. There is a reason. There is a why. I tell everybody in everything you do, here's some motivation on Monday.
There we go, motivation.
If you find your why, everything else takes care of itself.
Right.
If I know why I want to do something, I'll make the rest of it happen because I know why.
Right.
Same thing in buying a house. If you know why you're buying that house, you'll keep everything else. You'll keep that stuff under control.
Got it.
So again, here's what we're talking about today. We're giving you what keeps buyers from finding their next home. We've gave you 3 of the 4 things that keep buyers from finding their next home. We're going to do the last one right now. So what's the last one you got?
Okay, so I would say living strictly in the moment. So, people are in the moment, but when you are home shopping, you need to look past the moment that you're in right now.
Right.
You need to look at future.
Oh, yeah.
Again, another good thing, I'm going to throw a plug out for us agents again. Another good reason why if you work with an agent, they can tell you about what's coming to the area. A lot of times they already know that
stuff. Know something's happening.
Yeah, so that they can tell you neighborhoods. They can tell you different stuff like that. But again, you can look from, okay, chances are it's going to be a few years down the road before you ever say that. Now, again, not saying the agents predict future,
right.
But a lot of times they do know this area is growing.
Right.
So it's just good to know what is going to be in the future for that property.
Sure. And what else you got to think of? We see this a lot of times more on a first-time buyer side than an experienced buyer or a move-up buyer.
Yes.
But, again, they'll settle for whatever.
Right.
Buying their first home.
Right.
And they don't think that, hey, one day I'm going to have a family. One day I'm looking for a school district. I may be looking for a particular part of town close to my church. Close to whatever, close to my job. They don't really look at those things. Because they're right there in that moment.
Right
now, I only need a 1-bedroom. We just got married. It's just and we're going to be in the same room.
Right.
But they don't look at 9 months, 2 years down the road, little Junior's coming along.
Right.
You don't want little Junior in a bedroom then, right? You're going to want little Junior to have his room.
Right.
So don't live just in the moment. Look out and look at the future. Look at what, again, is coming, what it could be when you're looking at your house. But that keeps a lot of people from finding their next homes because they do these things. They put those in. So let's review before we take a commercial break. What keeps buyers from finding their next home is seeing the home as is, seeing it just as it sits right now, not what it could be.
Yeah.
Not working with an agent, that's number two. Letting the important things slide, that's number three. And living strictly in the moment right now is number four. Those are the things that we gave you today that keep buyers from finding their next home.
We thank each and every one of you for listening to today's podcast. Tune in for future episodes by subscribing to our channel and get the latest and greatest real estate information right here on Lakeway Area Real Estate Talk Live, presented by Elite Realty Group. Until next time, have a great and blessed day.